The independence of the Office of the Special Prosecutor is secured by insulating the office from the direction or control of a person or an authority. The independence of the Office of the Special Prosecutor is secured by insulating the office from the direction or control of a person or an authority in the performance of the functions of the office. The bill also spells out the mandate of the Office of the Special Prosecutor. This includes the investigation and prosecution of cases of alleged corruption under the Public Procurement Act 2003, Act 663, and other corruption offences implicating public officers, politically exposed persons, and individuals in the private sector implicated in the commission of the offence, and the recovery of proceeds gained from the commission of a corruption or corruption-related offence in order to make corruption very unattractive in the country. The bill provides a procedure for the lodging of a complaint with the Office of the Special Prosecutor. A person who has knowledge of the commission of a corruption or corruption-related offence by a public officer or a politically exposed person may lodge a written or oral complaint to the Office of the Special Prosecutor for the necessary action to be taken.
Presenting its report, the chairman of the Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, Ben Abdelabanda, said subject to further amendments from the entire House, the bill will complement efforts by allied anti-corruption agencies. He said the Office of the Special Prosecutor stands to reduce the workload on existing agencies.
Mr. Speaker, having solicited sufficient views from the stakeholders, the committee met with Honourable Deputy Attorney General and Deputy Minister for Justice, Mr. Joseph Dindiok Penka, and officials from the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Department to consider the bill. The committee also benefited immensely from input and technical support from the Majority Leader, Honourable Osei Mensah Bonsu, Professor Henry Kwesi Prempeh of CDD, Professor Jimma Buedi, Dr. Koju Asante, also of CDD, and Ms. Caroline Lamte, at a clause-by-clause consideration of the bill. The committee is extremely grateful to these participants and resource persons for their invaluable contributions that enriched the committee's deliberations. The committee subjected all the provisions in the bill to strict scrutiny. The bill was so scrutinized to ensure that its passage will lead to the establishment of an effective and operationally independent entity that will effectively contribute to ongoing efforts aimed at combating corruption. It is strongly believed that this giant step will complement the work of existing institutions to curb corruption. Right, Honourable Speaker, the committee therefore recommends, subject to its proposed amendments, that the House adopts its report and pass into law the Office of the Special Prosecutor Bill 2017 in accordance with Article 106 of the 1992 Constitution.
The MP for Tamale Central, Alhaji Nusaf Hussaini, drew the House's attention to the fact that the bill will have to ensure the operational, financial and structural independence of the Attorney General. He said despite this, the prosecutor will be exercising powers conferred on him or her by the Attorney General.
It's important to commend the members of the committee for arriving at a decision to take this particular important bill through the normal legislative process. Mr. Speaker, indeed, I also take cognizance of the fact that the Speaker had earlier cautioned that in considering the provisions of this bill and the establishment of the Office of the Special Prosecutor, one must hasten slowly. In fact, that guided the committee in arriving at the decision that this bill be taken through normal legislative process. Mr. Speaker, it was quite revealing when we organized the stakeholders' conference, many stakeholders showed interest. Many views were expressed. I'm sure the views of the stakeholders will find space in the amendments that were proposed. Mr. Speaker, this bill will not overreach the monopoly of prosecutorial powers of the Attorney General. This bill is not in any way go in, when an attempt is made to overreach the monopoly, because there is an exclusive prosecutorial authority vested in the Attorney General in Article 883. And to dilute that monopoly of power will not require a law in Parliament, will require a constitutional amendment. That is why in fashioning out and designing the provisions of this bill, we have looked at how we can ensure, one, operational independence of the special prosecutor, two, the financial independence of the special prosecutor, and three, the structural independence of the special prosecutor.
The majority leader, Osaichi Mensah Bunsu, was of the opinion that officials of anti-corruption bodies can never be over-incentivized, so it is imperative that checks and balances are put in place to ensure corruption is nipped in the bud.
What the bill seeks to do is to lift the opportunity afforded by Article 884 to place this on a higher pedestal, to give the officer that the Attorney General may designate onto a great, to have a greater focus. Mr. Speaker, that is the remit of the bill. So for anybody to say that, to imagine that it offends the Constitution, Mr. Speaker, clearly, it will only exist in the imagination of that person. Clearly, what is giving impetus to the provision afforded by Article 884. As simple as that. That's what the Honourable Ayarega rationalized, that we should rather strengthen existing institutions and leave them to perform. Mr. Speaker, in corruption cases, one can never provide sufficient motivation or incentives. For instance, if today you are paying an officer, an investigator, an equivalent of $10,000 per month, and the person is to investigate a corruption case involving, let's say, $200 million. You think that person is not a human being? If he's not a man of steel, if he's not a man of candor, if he's not a man of morality, if he's not a person of patriotism, that person will bend. So you can never, in corruption cases, provide sufficient incentives. It is still not a perfect document. And that's what Parliament exists for. We can only improve the bill, as we have done to all bills. The Attorney General is not claiming that this is a perfect bill. Let's all put our minds together.
The minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, said they are all for the bill, but cautioned the House not to go against provisions in the Constitution in the processes leading to its establishment. He said there is the need to properly define bribery in the bill, saying in its current state, bribery is not exhaustively tackled.
What is the status of corruption? Because I think in this bill, and globally it is established, bribery facilitates corruption. You will not find mentioned in this bill the word bribery unless at the interpretation section. Yet you say there is a commitment. They are called the twin evils. One helps the other. When you say he's been corrupted, he's been bribed. Yet in this bill, very silent, conspicuously lost is bribery. But there are twin evils. We need to find a way in order that we can marry the two. Mr. Speaker, finally on public accounts. Year in, year out, when your Committee on Public Accounts meets, we are told of misappropriation, we are told of embezzlement. Mr. Speaker, there is enormous public interest in this bill and in our quest to fight corruption, because there is even erosion of public confidence in our democracy. When a gold thief is jailed, or an ordinary Ghanaian steals a mobile phone and is jailed, then you dissipate public resources and you are left free. It is not acceptable. The right to a fair trial is enshrined in our constitution, and therefore it does not lie within the Attorney General or IOCO or a special prosecutor to announce that I've seized this, I've seized that. The duty of the special prosecutor, as I understand it, is to take him away from the remit of a partisan advocate to a one of fact. Therefore, a special prosecutor, and that's one of my difficulties, They say he has the power to initiate, investigate, and prosecute. So how does he tender in his evidence? He is an investigator, he is a prosecutor. Yet what do you do with the police? Even somewhere in this bill, the special prosecutor has been reduced to a policeman. They have said that he has the powers of a policeman. So what happens to the police service? What happens to